Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
The Republic of Ireland's Women's World Cup squad are receiving an official homecoming this evening to mark their first appearance at the biggest tournament in football. To welcome home the squad, Lord Mayor of Dublin, Dáithí Ó Rualaithe, will host the team on O'Connell Street at just about 6:30 or so. And joining us live now from there is RTÉ Sports' Joe Sack. What's the crack there, Joe?
Good evening, Cormac. Yeah, they're home maybe a little earlier than we'd hoped for, but nevertheless, just like you say, the women's national team made history by reaching a first ever World Cup. And tonight, the supporters who followed them throughout the campaign from their sofas up and down the country get a chance to welcome them back. They're numbering in their hundreds at the moment, but that will grow over the next half an hour or so. The reception starting around 6:30 with music and the team expected on the stage, Vera and her charges, sometime after 7:00.
Okay, and it's supposed to be, and I'm sure it is, very family friendly there.
Absolutely. Talking to the crowd before I was talking to you, an awful lot of kids here, an awful lot of families here, and the excitement of the last 3 weeks is still very palpable. And you talk to young girls in particular and you say, what would you like to say to Katie McCabe and the rest of the team this evening? And they say, we just want to say thanks. We just want to say how excited we were to see them play and the fact that they are all now starting to play football and beginning their, hopefully, their own World Cup journey of a sort.
Big time. Hawks like you in the media, Joe, will be watching the relationship between Vera Powell and Katie McCabe closely.
Absolutely. They won't get long to rest on their laurels, Cormac, because in just over a month's time, September 23rd, actually, they start their Nations League campaign against Northern Ireland with Albania and Hungary also to come. And yes, who's going to be in charge for that first game at the Aviva Stadium on September 23rd? The FAI releasing a statement yesterday saying that they were going to review the tournament and then they were going to make a call on it. So we could be waiting some time yet. And at the moment, we just don't know. Vera Powell, before the tournament, quite vocally said, yes, she wants to stay on. We thought an agreement was very close, and then it all appears to have gone quiet. What happens now? Well, we don't know. We have to wait and see who will be in charge, who will lead the Irish team out in September 23rd.
Well, we'll see. But the welcome and the thank you to the Irish women's football team happening on O'Connell Street at about 6:30. People gathering now has to happen before all of that. Joe Sack on O'Connell Street, thank you very much indeed.